The Lord
be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On that first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. When the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived first at the tomb, and saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is so good to be with you this Easter morning. What a wonderful opportunity we have to journey with the Lord. I'm mindful of that little Easter or gospel procession, right, where I'm holding the book up and slightly dancing to the Alleluia. How many people have children that have done that at home? Several families tell me that it's really hard for them to fast from the Alleluia during Lent because their son or daughter, who's a toddler, will grab a book and walk around like this, yelling Alleluia. Even that small, they know the importance of procession, of going on a journey with the Lord who leads us, with the Lord who guards our right and our left, with the Lord who is always with us. And it is out of love that Mary goes to the tomb before it's light. It was still dark. She didn't have a headlamp or an LED torch or even a candle. It was dark. What drew her to that empty tomb? Love. Love of someone who was more marvelous and loved her in a way beyond her imagining. Mary of Magdala longed for the Lord, and yet the tomb is empty and she fears his body stolen. We've been on procession. We've been journeying through Lent. We've been journeying from Palm Sunday. We go in procession throughout our life. Where are we walking to? What is the goal at the end of that pilgrimage? And I would suggest it's an empty tomb. We don't need tombs because our destiny does not lie in death. Our destiny lies in life, and that life unto eternity. What drew Mary to the tomb was love. What continues to draw us in procession is that same love. On Holy Thursday, we gathered to hear the Word of God proclaimed that the Eucharist is at service to one another. We come here to feast on Christ's body, blood, and soul, divinity, all that God is. We feast on that we might wash one another's feet, that we might care for one another in the most basic of ways. Right? The call to Christian discipleship doesn't mean leaving this country to going as a missionary to somewhere else, but it does mean being a missionary, if you will, to those near to us. I had one mother share with me. She said, "Oh, I read this beautiful article about houses of hospitality for people with AIDS victims in Africa, and they went there and they started this house." And she said, "You know, maybe I should do that at my house." And I'm like, "Really?" She's like, no, just with my children." Running a house of hospitality where you meet them where they are, where you love them as God's created gifts. And I said, "Sounds pretty good. If we can be motivated by love, we're on that pilgrimage with the Lord. If we can be motivated by love, we're on procession seeking the Lord. And He always draws us a little bit further down the road." I've been at this a while. Many of us have been at this for decades, this thing called being Christian, and yet we never achieve the goal. We're just a little bit further down the road. And I think that's good. Imagine if we got there, you know, and then what? "We're done, sorry. I'll be Christian next year at Easter." Giggling in a side job. It's a wonderful gift to be in procession with the Lord. What is calling us here? I'm guessing it's the love of Jesus. Because as the news has been this past month, it hasn't been the institutional church that's gotten you all excited, right? "I'm here because I love how the institutional church has handled the sexual abuse of minors." No. We're not here because we love the way the institutional church is working. We're here because the love of Jesus moves us beyond even that brokenness. It's amazing to think of the love of God being so big that it absorbs all of those sins. All of my brokenness, all of your brokenness, all of our church's brokenness is absorbed into the love of God. And you know what He does? He brings it to the resurrection and brings new life. How? I'm not sure at times. And I think doubt is a gift from God. Anyone ever doubt? Just two people in the side chapel. Three. Of course we have doubts, but let those doubts be a gift from God in this way. As I've gone through my life and held beliefs or attitudes, where did I get those? Parents, teachers, siblings, coaches, pastors. But at some level, they're still someone else's. And I just hold them. Doubt is that struggle that changes someone else's belief into my own. And take a look at that. Doubt is that struggle that changes someone else's belief to my own. When we wrestle with the things of our faith, with the things of our life, the questions that we have of suffering or sin, when we wrestle with those, we come to a new understanding. And it'll be a unique understanding, unique to each of us. Let those doubts, Mary doubted, like they stole the body. We hear in the other resurrection appearances that they thought this talk of resurrection was nonsense. Like, you guys are crazy. The body's got to be around here somewhere. Right? Just in the next verse, Mary says, "Are you the gardener? Where's the Lord? Come on, tell me where you put him. I know we kind of stole this tomb at the last minute on Friday night, and we're really sorry, but we want him back." And what does Jesus say? "Mary." And she falls at His feet because she was called by name. Each of us are being called by name by our Lord who is love. Called to journey again to the altar of sacrifice and receive this life-giving body, blood, soul, and divinity. had said in our opening prayer that the Lord would breathe on our minds and that we would recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Let us do that.